This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Connecticut Governor John Rowland resigned his position this evening, saying that he'll hand over the reins of state government to his fellow Republican, Lieutenant Governor Jody Rell, on July 1st. Rowland is accused of accepting favors and gifts from state contractors, including renovations of his lakeside cottage, a hot tub, and vacations. He was the subject of impeachment hearings and also faces a possible federal indictment on corruption charges. Governor Rowland and his wife Patty stood side by side as the 47-year-old governor addressed residents of the state on live television and radio.
The months leading to this decision have been difficult for all of us. I acknowledge that my poor judgment has brought us here.
John Rowland addressing citizens of Connecticut earlier this evening. We're joined by reporter Nancy Cohen from member station WNPR in Hartford. Nancy, we heard part of what the governor said just then. Did he actually apologize for doing the things that he's accused of doing?
No, he never did apologize. The closest he came was the excerpt that you just played, where he acknowledged that his poor judgment led to his resignation. But in his 5.5-minute speech, he made no apology. He did say other things. He said that the months leading to this decision have been difficult for him and for his family. He talked about growing up in a family where he learned that public service is a noble cause. He talked about his record, about fulfilling a journey with a simple goal to serve the people of Connecticut. And he wrapped up his speech by saying there comes a time in everybody's life when you realize it's time to take a new path, and this was his time, but he never made an apology.
Can you explain to us what would have led Governor Rowland to resign now, since the charges aren't exactly new?
Well, last Friday, the state Supreme Court made a decision to uphold a subpoena ordering the governor to testify before a committee considering his impeachment. If the governor chose to testify, he might have incriminated himself because he's also the subject of a federal investigation. And if he didn't testify, the committee considering his impeachment could have impeached him, could have recommended impeachment.
Well, does his resignation change anything in terms of the federal investigation?
No, it won't affect the federal criminal probe, which is investigating whether the governor steered state contracts to friends and associates. That investigation is still ongoing. There's speculation that an indictment or indictments may come soon, but that's only a speculation. It doesn't affect the investigation at all.
The resignation comes almost midway through Governor Rowland's third term. This is a Republican, three-time elected governor of a pretty Democratic state. Obviously, a pretty big political development in Connecticut.
That's right. Today, after the speech, George Jepson, the chair of the state Democratic Party, said he was very disappointed in the speech. He's very disappointed that the governor didn't apologize, that he didn't speak directly to the people of Connecticut. Before the speech and all along in the past few months, a lot of prominent Republicans have withdrawn their support from the governor, including U.S. Congressman Chris Shays, and many state Republicans have also been urging him to resign for a while now. But the person who's taking his place, Lieutenant Governor Jody Rell, she seems to be starting off with a lot of bipartisan support. She used to be a state representative and a minority leader. A lot of lawmakers know her, and people from both parties are speaking very highly about her as someone they can work with.
But I would imagine the Democrats who had seen Governor Rowland as a very popular Republican politician in Connecticut would be looking 2 years hence at the possibility of regaining the governor's mansion.
I'm sure they're looking 2 years ahead, and I'm sure there'll be a good fight 2 years from now.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Reporter Nancy Cohen speaking to us from member station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut.